We'll start Perek Sheni, Perek Ish Makadesh, with the Mishnah. In the second Perek, we're dealing with the issue, the principle of Shlucho Shel Adam Kimoso. A person can appoint an agent to represent him, to create what's called a Chalos. And in the case of Kiddushin, he can appoint a Shliach to represent him, to be Makadesh and Isha. In the case of a Ketana, the father is the Das Makne, the Das Makadesh, and he can appoint a Shliach to represent him to Makadesh Ketana. And the Mishnah says, Ha'ish Makadesh Bo Ubishlucho. He can personally show up, or he could send a Shliach. The Gemara is going to worry why the Mishnah had to say Bo. That seems obvious. If you tell me a Shliach, you didn't have to tell me Bo. Now the Mishnah says, to the same extent that he, the Makadesh, could appoint a Shliach Isha, Miskadeshes Ba Ubishlucha. She can receive the Kiddushin directly from the Makadesh. Alternatively, she could send a Shliach, what we call a Shliach LeKabbalah, to receive the Kiddushin on her behalf. And once again, the extra word Ba. Her Ish Makadesh is Bita Kishihi Nara Bo Ubishlucha. A father could be makabel kiddushin on behalf of his daughter when she's a nara, meaning she's already 12 and a day. She has simoni narus, and she will remain in that state of narus for 6 months. Once she becomes a bogeres, 6 months later, her father cannot be makabel kiddushin on her behalf. One of the issues that's going to come up in the sugya, not today, but later on, is whether or not a Nara could be Makabel Kiddushin on her own behalf. Certainly, as we see in our Mishnah, the father could be Makabel Kiddushin on behalf of the Nara, Benurea Beis Avia, but the question is whether she has a Yad to be Makabel her own Kiddushin. And Ubishlucho, a father could appoint a Shliach to represent him, to be Mekadesh and Isha, to be Mekadesh his daughter on his behalf. The Gemara asks our question about the extra word Bo, the extra word Ba. Hashta, now that we know, Bishlucha Mekadesh, he could send a Shliach, Bo mi boy. Did the Mishnah have to tell me that he himself can be Mekadesh Shalo Yedei Shliach, Ela Ba'atzmo? Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo, Yosef v'shlucho. The Mishnah wants to tell us that in the Seder Adifuyos, in terms of which should be, in terms of priorities, which should come first, which would be the best, perfect way of doing it, we have a principle called mitzvah bo, Yosef v'shlucho. And this means a person should do a mitzvah by himself, if he possibly can, rather than appoint a shliach to implement the mitzvah on his behalf. Because when you're involved in a mitzvah, that itself enhances the mitzvah. And we're talking about Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Kiddushin, of course, is a kinyan, with a chalos kinyan like any other kinyan, but it also has a dimension of a mitzvah of kiikach ish isha. And that dimension of a mitzvah places Kiddushin under the general category of this principle called mitzvah bo, yoser mibishlucho. If you take a look at the Mari angle in his Gilyoni HaShas, he explains that the shliach doesn't have a mitzvah. He's therefore an eina mitzvah v'yoser. It could be that his participation in representing the shaleach is itself some kiyum mitzvah. We'll call it Bein Odom L'Chavero V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha, but it's not a mitzvah v'yosa. And therefore, if the Mishalech himself will implement a Maisa Mitzvah, is then we can apply the principle of Godol HaMitzvah V'yosa, Yosa Mimi She'eno Mitzvah V'yosa. If you take a look here in the Tosus Ri HaZoken, he writes, Mitzvah Bo, Kol Mitzvah Shemutelis Olav, Yase begufo v'lo yedei shliach. The language of the Tosus Ri HaZoken Muteles Olav would seem to indicate that we're talking about a mitzvah chiyuvis, where there's an obligation, a chova, not a mitzvah kiyumis. And this will bear on the next part of the Mishnah with regard to Ba, because she doesn't have a positive mitzvah, according to most poskim, to be makadish, to be miskadeshes. She'll have a kiyuma mitzvah. And according to Tosri Azokin's definition, the question is why would mitzvah Bo Yosef Mishlucha apply? Perhaps there's a concept called Hechsher mitzvah. We find, for example, baking matzahs. There's no mitzvah of baking matzahs per se, but rather there's a mitzvah of eating matzah. We have to prepare the matzah, bake the matzah, in order to fulfill the mitzvah achilas matzah. The baking is what we call a prologue or a preparatory step. It is a means to an end, and that's called a hechsher mitzvah. Does the principle of mitzvah bo yosef mishluch apply even in the case of a hechsher mitzvah? The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus writes in Perek Aleph that a man who's Mekadesh an Isha fulfills a mitzvah of Kiddushei Isha. And that's a mitzvah unto itself counted in Taryag. The Rush, at the beginning of Ksuvus, disagrees with the Rambam, and he maintains that the mitzvah is period of Arivia. There's no separate independent mitzvah of Kiyikach Ish Isha, of Kiddushin. And therefore, the Rush would classify, and does classify, Kiddushin as a hachanala mitzvah. We'll call it a heksha mitzvah. According to the Rush, then, when the Mishnah says, ha'ish makadish bo u'bishlucho, which means mitzvah bo yos u'bishlucho, it is predicated on the premise that even a heksha mitzvah, which is Kiddushin according to the Rush, lends itself to the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho. The Gemara now wants to illustrate mitzvah bo yoser b'shlucho from the behaviors of two of the great Amoraim with regard to the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos, ki ha de Rav Safra. Imagine Rav Safra had plenty of people working in the kitchen, but nevertheless, machrich, mecharech resha, he would take the head of the animal which they would eat on Shabbos, and he himself would scorch it over the fire, grill it over the fire, in order to be mekayim the mitzvah begufo biatzmo, and that's called mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. Rava, molach shibuta. Rava took the fish that they would eat for Shabbos, and lekovet Shabbos he salted it, and he didn't rely on any of the other people to do it. This was his way of getting involved in the mitzvah personally and physically. That's the kiyum of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. In a sense, this principle is very similar to the famous principle of zeh keli v'anveyu of hider mitzvah. When a person does the mitzvah himself, he could have easily sent the shliach. It's a hider mitzvah. And then we'll ask the question, which comes first, which takes priority, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, or a hider mitzvah? Or, for example, there's another principle of mitzvahs, zrizim akdim l'mitzvahs. How do we compare this gemara that we're learning here of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho to the general principle of zrizim akdim l'mitzvahs? Let's say I could do the mitzvah earlier, but through a shliach. I could do it a little bit later, but I could do it personally. Which should I opt for? Which is greater? If we assume that Zrizus and Makdimim L'mitzvah is inherent in the mitzvah, it could be that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho takes a back seat. On the other hand, it could be that mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is inherent and enhances the gufo shel mitzvah, and therefore maybe that principle should take precedence. The Rambam very rarely mentions in his Yad HaZaka, in his Mishneh Torah, the principle of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho. He has it by Kovod Shabbos, and he implies it in the case of Kiddushin. It could be that the Rambam holds that the reason why mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucho is illustrated here in the case of Kvod Shabbos is because kavod, when the essence of the mitzvah is kavod, a person gets involved in himself personally instead of saying a shliach. That is the spitz, that's the apex of kavod. If he sends a shliach, it indicates less than the pinnacle and perfect kavod. And perhaps Kiddushin also has an element of kavod, insofar as this woman is now being mekudeshes to him, and to send a shliach is a secondary kind of kiyu. Ika diamri, the Gemara now offers another interpretation of the word bo in our Mishnah. Beha isura nami ika. The Mishnah wants to emphasize that not only are we lacking in a kium of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha if he sends a shliach, but there's also a possibility of violating an isur. Kid Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Yom Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Osu liyodim sheikadish es ishad shir ena. You're not allowed to be mekadish nisha before you see it. And in our Mishnah, perhaps if he sent a shliach, he never actually laid eyes on the girl. Perhaps when he meets her and he sees her for the first time, he will not find her as attractive as he had hoped. This is not what he bargained for. Maybe they'll find something, a dover maguna, something that's repulsive to him, and she will be ugly in his eyes. He won't love her. For Achmana Amar, the Torah has told us, v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha. He's now going to violate this mitzvah of v'ahavtal re'echa kamocha. Some of the mefarshim are bothered. Why did the Gemara quote this pasuk v'ahavta? Why not quote the pasuk al lo tisna sachicha bilvavecha? He might even come to sinah, chas v'shalom. And there are other lavim beinom lechaver like lo sakav, lo sitar. Not only that, if he doesn't like her, he's probably going to be mavatel the mitzvah piri v'rivya. He's not going to give her support, mizonos, as she deserves. He's probably going to be mavatel the mitzvah ona. Perhaps this v'ahavta l'rech kamocha is sort of like a rubric, it's a general umbrella mitzvah that incorporates within it all dimensions of beinon l'chavero. And the Gemara indeed could have enumerated all these different isurim. But instead, the Gemara says that he's going to be over on v'ahavta l'rech kamocha. That's a short form of indicating the entire list of Isurim. So the Baal should be Mekadesh him, her himself. Obviously, if he's already seen her, he could send a shliach because she found favor in his eyes. It's not a question of mitzvah bo yosef b'shlucha as we saw in the first Lishna in the Gemara. But we're talking about here in the second Lishna where he sent a shliach and he never actually saw her. So we're not talking about enhancing the schar of the mitzvah and the hider of the mitzvah, but rather we're talking about a basic prohibition. Now what happens in a case where he cannot be mekadisher except through a shliach? That's the only last possibility. That's the only fallback position. Do we advocate in this case that, you know, better not take a chance because he's going to violate this Isur and who knows? Maybe he'll find a Dover Maguno. Should we say, look, if there's no other possibility, then we have to go back to Shlichus. And that's going to be a Diyun here in the Poskim. The Gemara now points out, V'chi Itmar Derav Yosef. The statement that we had here in the name of Rav Yosef, that the Mishnah is based on mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho asefa itmar. Perhaps Rav Yosef was making that comment to enhance our understanding of the seifa, the case where a woman sends a shliach kabbalah to be mekabel kiddush. Isha miskadesh is bo b'shlucho ashe b'shlucho mekadshim bo mi boy. Why did the Mishnah have to mention that she can receive the Kiddush directly, personally, by herself? In any event, the Mishnah has already told us that she can appoint a proxy. Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah ba yosim b'shlucho. That in her case, we're not worried about a dov maguna, as we'll soon see, but rather, we would like to enhance this mitzvah, Ki hoder Rav Safra, Machrich Reisha, Rav Molach Shibuta, various cases that we discussed earlier of the Amoraim who personally got involved in preparing for Shabbos. She should therefore personally get involved in receiving our Kedushin. Aval Baha, but in a case where she did appoint a Shliach, and she's never seen her Baal, Isura Lesbe. But Rav Yosef didn't have to point out the Isur, which would be more fundamental and more profound, because there is no Isur. There's only an Isur in the Reisha, in the case where he hasn't seen her, but if she hasn't seen him, and she wants to receive Kedushin through her Shliach, that's fine. Again, that would be a violation of mitzvah ba yosef v'shlucha, but not a violation of any isur or achshash of bittul essay of v'yahavta k'reish lakish, and this is all based on the principle of reish lakish. We're going to reflect from reish lakish, the om reish lakish, tav lemeisad lemeisav tan du mi lemeisav armalu, and first we'll interpret the Gemara in a more metaphoric way, without literal translation of the words, that a woman wants to get married. And even if she doesn't see him, and when she sees him, she's not impressed, but she's still happy that at least she got married. And this is all based on the metaphysical curse back in the time of Adam HaRishon and Gan Eden, of Chava, of El Ishech Chukosech. What's the literal translation of Reish Lakish's Aramaic words? Tav, meaning it's preferable. Lemesav tan du, to be sitting with two bodies, meaning a male and a female, a husband and a wife, that is always superior to mileshev, milemesav armalo. Armalu means alone without a husband. A woman would rather get married to anyone than sit and be alone. And some of the contemporaries tried to do away with this principle and say it doesn't apply in a modern contemporary world. But if it's based on this metaphysical curse as a result of the Chet HaRishon, then you can't just do away with it. This is not some sort of psychological umdana, and you want to say that the Metzius has changed. Oh, the Mishnah goes on and says, Ha'ish Mekadesh is Bito Kshinara. And if he wants, he can send a Shliach Kshinara in Kshiktana Lo. Does this make any sense? Are we saying, therefore, in this Mishnah, that if his daughter is a Nara, then he, the father, can Mekadesh her, but if she's a Ktana, he, the father, cannot be makabel kedushin for his daughter? We know that's not so. Is misayel leila rav the amar the maravi tema rabbi lozar also the other she kadesh is bitok she ktano. Surely, if the father received kedushin on behalf of his daughter when she's a ktana, it would be valid. But nevertheless, the chachamim asked it; they prohibited it. Ad she tigdal, until she is old enough, in Tomar, and she'll say, Biploni ani rotza, I want to marry so-and-so. Because if a man, a father, marries off his daughter when she's a ketana, who knows what's going to happen when she gets older, if she'll be happy with her husband that her father found for her. Let's wait till she's a little bit more mature, and she can make that decision and choose a husband. Now, the language of Rav, Yachet Tigdal V'Tomar V'Ploni Ani Rotze, would seem to indicate that when she becomes a Nara, the father should wait to get her approval, his daughter's approval, before he marries her off. And that you'll find here in the Tosfos Ri HaZaken. And therefore, what we said before, that in a case of a woman, we're not afraid, we're not choshesh, that maybe the Baal will be motze, will be, she'll find the Dar Maguna and Yimas Bey now because Tav Lameis and Tandu, that only applies when they, let me just read it to you, he says, Masha Amru Li El Shabisha Lo Khashu Shematim to Baila Dov Maguru Vimes Pena Lo Amru Ella Kishalu Espia Vi Amra Hain. That she gave her approval. Avol Nara Shavia Makachabal Kochi Shlachos Shema Yimas Bala Beineha. So again, it doesn't mean that just because she's a Naro, automatically the father can force a husband upon her and assume that she'll be happy with that. That's not so. Once she's a Naro, he has to get her approval. The Rambam brings down this halacha that a husband should not be Mekadesh his daughter when she's a Ketana in the third parak of Hilchas Ishus. He writes, Af Pishiyesh Rishus Liav L'Kadesh Pituk Shei Ketana, on a Daraisa level, he has the Yad to be Mekabel Kedushin, whether she likes it or not, as long as she's a Ketana. Ein Roy Lasos Kein, Ad Shetagdil V'Tomar B'Ploni Ani Rotza. And the Beis Yosef and Eben Ezer and Siman Nun Vav is Medayik from the Rambam, that it's not an isur. The Rambam says, "Ein roy lasos kein." It's not something that, you know, we advocate, but it's not a violation of an isur. The same impression you get from Rashi. Rashi also seems to write that it's only lechatchila that he shouldn't be mekadesh and isha, but Tosus Dibra Maskel Asur indicates that according to Rav, there would be an Isur Gomur to marry off your daughter when she's a Ketana. But now we get to the main sugya. And this we could say, beyond the shadow of a doubt, is a classical Shas sugya. Shlichus Minolan. The Mishnah assumes that Shlichus is valid. Where does the Mishnah know this from? Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, on the Pasuk in Parashas Kitisa, Kitetz, the Parash of Gerushin. It says, Kikach Ishishu Bala, Vahaya Im Lo Tim Tzachain Vienna, Vekasala Sefer Krisus, Venosam Vyala Vishilcha Mi Beso. So again, the Pasuk doesn't say, Vigirsha Mi Beso, which would be the proper and the appropriate language for Gerushin, but rather it says Vishilcha mi beso, a lashon of shiluach. Is the Gemara says, this is the Braisa, Vishilach melamed shehu ose shliach. When the Torah says Vishilcha mi beso, we'll take apart that word and break it down into two parts. One is Vishilach, that's his active verb. And that means shilach, he sent it through a shliach. He sent the get through a shliach. Then it says a mapik hey at the end of a shilach v'shilcha. And that hey was completely unnecessary, superfluous. Melamed shehi osa shliach. That she too can receive her get through a shliach. That's a shliach lekabol that she appoints. As soon as the get reaches the hands of the shliach, immediately the gerushin is chal. And they're valid. Now, the Braisa continues, and the Pasuk afterwards says, V'kosav lo sefer kris v'nosa b'yod v'shilcha mi beso. Here too, we want to be medayek, as we did earlier in the previous Pasuk. It could have said, V'girsha mi beso, but v'shilach. And what is Vishilach Vishilcha? Again, you have both Vishilach and Vishilcha. Malamed Sha'af HaShliach Ose Shliach, that the Shliach himself can appoint another Shliach. Meaning, let's say the first Shliach is not able to fulfill his Shlichus. It's not all over. It's not ball game over. The ball doesn't stop here. But he can pass the baton on to another Shliach. And in the first Pasuk that we saw two drashos, v'shalach and v'shilcha, we dashed in that a man could make a shliach, and the hay taught me that a woman could appoint a shliach. So too in this second pasuk is v'shalach v'shilcha means that the shliach of the baal could appoint the second shliach, and likewise the shliach of the isha could appoint a second shliach. However, some Rishonim, including the Tosfos Rid and others, hold that although the Baal could appoint a Shliach, and his Shliach can appoint a Shliach, the Isha could appoint the Shliach Kabbalah, but her Shliach Kabbalah could not appoint a second Shliach. And here we have a principle called Mili Lo Mimsera L'Shlichus. In other words, if a person gets a tzivui to fulfill a shlichus, he has nothing in hand, all he has is mili, he has words, he cannot appoint the second shliach. The ability for the first shliach to appoint the second shliach, according to this school of thought, is predicated on the fact that the first shliach got something in hand, and he's passing that on to a second shliach. Otherwise it would be mili. So Bishlam, the shliach of the Baal, he receives the get from the Baal, and he passes the get on to a second shliach. But in the case of the shliach Aisha, insofar as she does not have the get, and therefore she cannot hand over the get, the first shliach has nothing in his hands, that's called mili. And mili, lo mimsri, l'shlichus. Now, if we apply the same logic to the case of Kiddushin, the flip side of Kiddushin, then we might come to the following conclusion, that if the Baal takes the Kesef Kiddushin, or the Shtar Kiddushin, gives it over to the first Shliach, the first Shliach can in turn appoint the second Shliach and give over that Kiddushin to the second Shliach. But if, on the other hand, she, the Miskadeshes, appoints the Shliach to receive the Kiddushin, but she's not giving over anything to the Shliach, and the Shliach therefore has nothing to give over to the second Shliach, therefore it's Mili, and Mili Lo Memser and L'Shliach. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Ashkechan beGerushin, you have a very great source in the Torah, as the Braisa derives it from V'shalach V'shilcha, for Shlichus and Gerushin. B'Kiddushin Minolon. Now, normally we have a principle called Binyanav. If there's a new principle that was revealed in case X, we automatically extend it beyond case X, and we apply it to cases Y and Z. The Gemara says, in this particular case where the Torah revealed the halacha, the principle of shlichus with regard to gerushin, I have a problem. I don't know if shlichus could possibly serve as the paradigm from which we could derive other cases of shlichus, because mali gerushin shkeyeshnan bal korcho, since the Baal is in total control, he's in the driver's seat as far as Gerushin is concerned. That's on a Doraisa level, not talking about Cherims or anything like that. That means that even if she refuses to accept the get, he can nevertheless deliver the get to her, and she is Megureshes, that's called Baal Korcho. We would think that the Shlichus of Gerushin is a unique halach in Gerushin, a din mesuyam, that reflects the bailus of the Megaresh over the Gerushin. It's his ballgame. He doesn't need anyone else or any approval from anyone. And that's why Shlichus works. Because after all, the Yesoda Yesodos of Minu Shlichus is Bailus, meaning if the Torah appointed you, the Bailim, to create a Chalos, you could take that Bailus and pass it on to the Shliach. And in the case of Gerushin, there's a particular unique kind of bailus. Normally in Kinyonim we need Das Machna, Das Kona. Here it's completely Das Machna without Das Kona, because she's Miskareshes Bal Korcha. But in the case of Kiddushei Isha, where he, the Mekadesh, is not the bailim, he's half the bailim, but you need the Ratzon HaIsha, perhaps his incomplete bailus does not afford him, the Mekadesh, with the power to appoint a Shliach. On my Kra, the Gemara says that for this we need the famous equation between Gittin and Kiddushin. On my Kra, v'yotza mi beso v'holcha v'hoiso li'ish acher. So if you look in the pasuk here in Kiteitza, you see clearly the Torah has both Yitzia and Havaya. Yitzia meaning Gerish and Havaya meaning Kiddushin. Makish Havaya li'yitzia. Ma yitzia mashvei shliach af havaya nami mashvei shliach. Just like in the case of Gerushin, we saw v'shalach v'shilcha that the Baal, the Megaresh, can appoint the shliach. So too, in the case of Kiddushin, the Baal can be Mekadesh through a shliach, and then we derive that an isha, just like she could make a shliach for gerish kabbalas gerish, you can make a shliach for kabbalas kedusha. Now the Gemara says, "Ve'elo hadisnan." We have a mishnah in the fourth parak of Trumos. Ha'omer l'shlucho tsei trum. A man appoints a shliach to be mafresh truma gedola from his grains. He doesn't tell him how much exactly he wants him to be mafresh. But in any event, the mishnah here in Trumos is assuming that you can appoint a shliach for afreshes truma, and that too needs a source. Is Torem Kedas Balabais. First of all, what does the Shliach do? How much should he be Mafresh? Normally, Afrosh's Truma falls into one of three categories. A Beinonis will give 1/50th, that means 1 out of 50 or 2%. A Mida Tova, an Ayin Tova, will give 1 out of 40, that's a greater amount. And an Ayin Ra, someone who's a little bit more stingy, will give 1 out of 60. The Torah itself doesn't set a minimum shear, a minimum amount that you have to give for Truma. Chita Achas, Poteres HaSakri. Here's a situation where the Shliach was not given instructions from the Baal HaBayis exactly how much Truma he should give. And the answer is that he should try to shatz up Torim Kedas Baal HaBayis. From past experience, if he knows what the Baal HaBayis usually likes to give, does he like to give an Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra, 1/60th, 1/40th? But what does he do? V'yemeini yodea, das Baal HaBayis, he has no past experience. His Torem bebeinanis, he should give 1, echad michamishim, 2%, which is a midah of beinanis. Now the Mishnah continues and wants to know what happens if the Shliach did not do exactly that. He was not mafrish 2%, 1 over 50. Is piches asora o hosif asora? If he gave what's called piches asora, means, again, there are different Rishonim here, but we'll go according to the simple pshat of Rashi. He gave ke'ayin yofeh, which is 1/40th. Well, Hosef Asara, he gave 1/60th, which is an Ayin Ra. Is then Trumas or Truma, even if the Baal HaBayis comes and he says, well, I wouldn't have given this shear, I would have given a different shear. Nevertheless, the Truma is Truma, because the Shliach claims that he evaluated and estimated what he thought was the Baal HaBayis. He made his own Umdana. So the Gemara says, Minolan, how do we derive the conclusion that Shlucha Shalom Kemosa works even as far as Hafroshas Truma is concerned? We do have a source for Shlichas in Gerishin, but Gerishin was the unique case, and Kedusha was slept along by virtue of the Hekesh Havayli Yitziah. But what do we do in the case of Truma? And it's very interesting, with regard to Truma, when we saw that the Shliach could make an evaluation, an estimation of how much he thinks the Baal HaBayis would give, or perhaps based on past experience, that's valid. And you get the impression that the das that you need for Truma, for Farfosh's Truma, Chalos Truma, is actually supplied by the Shliach himself. And when the Baal comes back and he says, wait a minute, that wasn't my amount, his das is kilu butla. Butla daito etzel kol odom, etzel das ha-shliach. But yet in the Reisha, you get the impression that at least in the Havamin, a shliach would not have a chalos das to create truma. He's just a technical yad, so to speak, a mechanical yad of the Mishalet. The Mishalet, the Bailim, is the one that engenders the Chalos Truma. So that has to be worked out exactly, that's more for an Iyan Shia, exactly how the Shliach operates. Is he only a secondary, as we said, a mechanical yad, or is he really stepping into the shoes of the Baal HaBayis, and his das is what engenders the chalos truma? In any event, the Gemara now asks the following: V'chi tema di'olaf mi gerishin. If the source for afrashas truma is going to be gerishin, shlichus and gerishin, is mala gerishin shekein yeshanon chol. The Gemara doesn't mention that Gerushin is Bal Karcha, perhaps because once we derive Kedushin, we know that there is Shlichus even when it's not a Bal Karcha situation, or alternatively, since the Mafresh of the Truma, the Bala Truma, the Bala Tfua, is the Bailim in the complete absolute sense, he doesn't need anyone's approval to be Mafresh Truma, therefore he's exactly like the Baal in the case of Gerushin. The Gemara says, Mala Gerushin Shekein Yeshanon Chol. In other words, there are dinim in Kodesh. Of course, Truma has a din of Hegdesh, of Kodesh. It's not Kodshei Mizbeach, but it's Kodshei Gvul. And perhaps, when we're dealing with Chulin, the Torah might allow the Bailim to create a Shliach for the Chalos. But here, in the case of Truma, we were dealing with creating a Chalos Hegdesh, the law might be different. Now, if you have any doubts about the fact that Truma is Hegdesh, look at the Pasuk. In Vayikra Chafalf, it says, Chol Zar lo yochal Kodesh. And it says, Ve'ish lo yochal Kodesh Bishkogan. That's a reference to Truma. So we see that Truma falls under the realm of Kodesh. And maybe with regard to Kodesh, we need the actual participation of the Bailim, not through a Shliach. He should do it himself for a Dover Kodesh. Whatever he can do, he should do himself. I mean, Kodesh is really the pinnacle of service of Avodas Hashem. And not only that, Hegdesh has its own dinim and its own highest standards. Maybe the Torah was Mekil lowered the standards with regard to Chol, with regard to Gerushin, but with regard to Hegdesh and Truma, the Torah would raise its standards. Omar Kra, we have a pasuk in the parasha of Truma. Not exactly Truma Gedola, but at least in Truma's Maaser. This is about Midbar Yudches, Pasuk of Ches. And we'll read the entire Pasuk. It says, Kain, Torimu Gam Atem Truma, Truma Sashem. You too, meaning the Levim as well, have to be Mafresh Truma. But Atem, Gam Atem. What is the Gam Atem? It could have said in the Pasuk, Kain, Torimu Atem. What's Gam Atem? And the Gemara says, Gamatem l'rabos es ha-sholiach. So that even in the case of Hafroshas, Truma Yudei Shliach, there is a Chalos Shem Truma, and we don't require necessarily the Hafroshas Bala Bayis, because Gam indicates this is another way, Atem, but Gam Atem, in addition to you. And that's how we're reading it. In addition to you means through a shliach. In fact, the Gemara v'nichtov rachmana truma v'nesu hanach v'nigmar v'nei, could we not derive gerushin, and for that matter kedushin as well, from truma gam atem? Why do we need a special pasuk of a shalach v'shilcha? The Gemara says that if we only had shlichus by truma, we would not be able to derive shlichus beyond the realm of Truma, Mishum Deikol and Mifrach. What's unique about Truma, and why should it lend itself to Shlichus? Shekein Yeshna B'machshava. There's Halach in Truma of no saying Eino B'tzad Zev Yochel Mitzad Acher. He doesn't even have to do a Maisaf Rasha. As long as in his mind he set aside a certain area designated as Truma, let's say the northern side of this whole Kree. In Gerushin and Kedushin, obviously, Machshava is meaningless. You know, you need a Maisa, whether it's a Maisa Kedushin or Maisa Gerushin. But here in Truma, it's very easy, relatively, to generate and engender a Chalos Truma, namely through Machshava. And therefore, the Torah was so lenient and broadened the scope of the possibility of Hafrashas Truma and creating such a Chalos that it included Shlichus as well. And perhaps what we could say now, if you remember, we had a chakira, we vacillated back and forth early exactly what the role of the shliach is in Hafrashas Truma. Does he actually become, you know, he sits in the driver's seat or puts his feet into the shoes of the Bailim and he generates the das and the shlichus and the truma is completely his Hafrasha? Or no, he's just an extension, a kind of a mechanical yad of the Bailim, and really the Hafrashas Truma relates back to the Bailim as if the Bailim did the Hafrashas Truma. And in the light of that, we could say the Machshava really proves that it's the das of the bialim, and the shlich is really just the mechanical yad. But that's okay in a case of truma, where everything is engendered by the machshava, and the shliach here is just a way of sort of objectifying or creating a framework and reflecting on the das bialim here of the balat ha-tvua. But in the case of gerushin and kedushin, those cases where we need das, and the chiddush of shlichus would be that the shliach now serves as the bialim over this kedushin, over this gerushin, and he, the shliach, supplies the das. For that, we need a whole new parsha of shlichus. The Gemara now asks, and this is in Yoni Diyoma, because on a normal year at the time of the Mikdash, tomorrow would be the time for Shechitas Karban Pesach. So it's in Yoni Diyoma for us today to learn about what we have to do tomorrow. Vadisnan, we learned in the Mishnah in Psachim, and you know, Psachim is divided into two parts, actually three parts, but half of Psachim is what we call Pesach Sheni, that's the Kodshim part of Psachim. Vadisnan, we learned in the Mishnah. In Psachim Tzariches Amid Beis B'nei Chaburisha Avad Pischa, in the halacha of Korban Pesach, you needed what's called minui. Minui means that we all get together and we join hands as partners to create a chabura for the purpose of bringing the Korban Pesach and eating the Korban Pesach. And now, after this chabura gathered together and they were mafrish an animal for the Korban Pesach, the animal got lost. Where is it? We can't find it. Is the Amruli Echa, they turn to one of the members of the Chabura and they ask them to say, Ubakesh, go and look for the behemoth that we designated for the Korban Pesach, Ushchot Olenu, and you be our representative and our agent to slaughter the Korban, and through the Shechita, we, the members of the Chabura, will vicariously fulfill our chiyuv, our mitzvah of Shechita, v'holach. And this particular individual, he was an upstanding citizen, a member of the Chabura, he went, umotza, he found the animal that was lost, v'shachat, and he did exactly what he was told to do. But for Haim, the problem was, they didn't know, the members of the Chabura that appointed him were unaware of the fact that he had found the original Korban Pesach. They didn't wait to clarify this. For Lakhu, they took a different animal to substitute for the first one, assuming the first one was lost. For Shachatu, and they shechted that animal. So now what do we do? You know, we have, in a sense, two candidates here. The first, the original, and now we have the Bnei Chabur brought a second one to replace the first one. So the Mishnah establishes the following rule. This is the rule of thumb. Nishchat Rishon, Im Shalom Nishchat Rishon. If the original Korban Pesach, which was found now, located by the Shliach, was shechted first, chronologically, if, again, you'd have to clarify that. And the Bnei Achabura had appointed this person as their shlich to do shechita, and he, in fact, fulfilled his shlichus. It means that they were manui on his Korban Pesach. They don't have the ability now to be manui on a different Korban Pesach. Is therefore, what's the halacha? Hu ochel mishalo, v'heima ochlu v'shosim imo. That the shliach could eat from the partake of this Korban Pesach that he shechted, and they, the members of the Chabura, will join him. And the Korban now was shechted on everyone's behalf. Fine. But what about the second Korban? The second Korban, right, which was shechted, should be burnt. Yisaref. That's what Rashi explains over here. It has a din of a Korban Pesach she'ein lo bialim. Because again, you can only be manui on one Korban Pesach, not on two. So the second minui was invalid, and the second Korban Pesach has no bialim. Is there for Yisarev? Now, again, the Mishnah is predicated on the assumption that Shchitas Karban Pesach lends itself to Shlichus. Minolan, what's the source for Shlichus Leinyan Shchitas Karban? And apparently, we could not use the Shlichus of Truma as the paradigm to teach me Shlichus in all of Kodshim. The Gemara says, "V'chi tema diyolef mihanoch." Why not derive shlichus and karban pesach and shchitas hakarban from truma, or maybe from gerushin? His Gemara answers, "Malahanoch shekain yeshin on chol etzel kodshim." Just like we said before, that you cannot derive shlichus in truma from shlichus in gerushin, because gerushin is chol, and relative to chol, truma is kodesh. Here too, relative to the karban, is truma's chol, chol etzel kodshim. Even though, again, as we said before, truma is called kodesh, but nevertheless, relative to kodshim, it's considered a dover chol. So the Gemara is applying the principle of Einstein's principle of relativity here. So now it comes out that in Kol Tar Kula, we have certain very great leniencies or kulos that are applicable to chulin as opposed in kachas to kodesh. How do we know that in kachim the law of shlichus can work? You know, it's chol. When you're dealing with chol, like gerushin and kedushin, and even perhaps truma, we're dealing with a chalos. The mishaleach gives the bailus over that chalos over to the shliach. But in kachim, we need the shchita of the bailim himself in this havamina. Because there's no chalos over here. It's just the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah of shchita. The Gemara answers, nafkalei. Mira Rabbi Yoshua ben Koch, the Amar Rabbi Shuman Koch, minayin, sheshlucho shalom kemoso, shenemar in the parsha in Bo of shchitas, korban pesach, veshachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael ben arbayim. The entire community of Israel will shech the korban. What does that mean? Simple meaning, interpretation of the words of the Torah seem to assume that every single member of Klal Yisrael is responsible for Shechita. And Rabbi Shimon Koch raised the obvious objection, V'chi kol ha-kol kulam shochtim. Everyone is going to join in the Shechita. V'alo eino shochet ela echad. There's only one person who does the Shechita. El mikan sheshlucho shel odom kimoso. Fine. Now let's turn it the other way around. We have the pasuk v'shachtu also kol kal Yisrael, kol adas Yisrael, that teaches me shlichus and shchitas hakodshim. Why not use that now as a paradigm to teach shlichus and kol tar kula? After all, as we said before, the Torah raises its standards and its demands in the area of kodshim, so make it into a kal v'chomer. V'nichtov rachmona kodshim v'neisei hanach. Let's derive gerushin and truma and so forth from kodshim, v'nigmu minei, and we'll derive the principle of shlucho shalom kemoso and kol tar kula from the halacha of shlucho shalom kemoso in shchitas kodshim. And the Gemara answers, bishum deikol and mifrach. There's a pircha here. Ma'ale kodshim shekein rov ma'aseim al yidei shaliach. Now this is interesting. The kohanim in the Avodas HaKorban are the shluchim of the Bailim. They will do not only the Shechita, but the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zrika Saddam. And therefore everything is done through a shliach, through the Kohen. An Azar is not allowed to do the other Avodos. I'm leaving out Shechita right now, because Shechita is Ksheir Bazar, but Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika Saddam, these all require Kahuna. But it must be that the shliach, that the Kohen is serving as a shliach for the Bailim. And therefore, even though in Shechita you can shecht it, a zar can shecht it, but nevertheless, Shlichus works because all Shlichus is now integrated into the whole matrix, this whole constellation of the Avodas HaKarmon. And in that constellation, we know that the principle of Shlichus is central and fundamental. It's woven into the very essence of Avodas HaKarmon. And therefore, Shlichus can now extend even to the Shechita. So therefore, if you remember the case of the Mishnah where the Bnei HaChabura asked one of the members of the Chabura to be their representative, their shliach for the Shechita when he finds the Karban, that is halacha of Shechita as part of Rov Maseyim, meaning part of the Rov Havodos in Kodshim, which are done through the Kohen, through a Shliach. But that doesn't prove anything about Gerushin and Truma. We don't find Shlichus embedded or inherent in the parasha of Gerushin or Truma. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, I'm not so happy. Why can't you derive the din of Shlichus, this principle of Shlichus, what we call it Tzara Shove? We have three parshios of Shlichus. We have Gerushin, Truma, and Kodshim. Let's put together two out of the three and derive the third from the two. Chada Michada Lo Asya. We can't derive one from the other. In each case, we had something unique. You know, Gerushin is Bal Karcha, and Truma is Kodesh, and Truma works with Machshava. Kodshim is the Spitz Kodesh, and all Maseim, Rov Maseim Al Yidei, Shliach, fine. But Teisei Chadamitarte, let's join together two out of the three, and we'll derive the third from the Tzarashova, the two. So the Gemara says, let's go through this. Hey Teisei, which two out of the three shall we choose? If you're going to say Shalom Nichtov Rachman v'Kodshim v'Teisei Mianuk, let's leave Kodshim out for a moment. The Torah could have omitted the pasuk in Kodshim of Shachtu, also called Ka'al Das Yisrael, and let's derive it from the other two, from Truma and Gerushin. Is that going to be a serious problem? Why? Because Malahanach Shekein Yeshna Chol Eitzel Kodshim. We said that the standards and the demands of the halacha regarding Kodshim are that much greater than they are in Chol. And both Gerushin and Truma relative to Kodshim is considered Chol, are considered Chol, we should say. So again, even if you're going to tell me, well, wait a minute, you can't say Truma because Yeshna Machshava, but then I'll bring you a raya from Gerushin where Shlichus works and it's Yefshav Machshava. And you can't derive from Gittin because maybe Gittin is different because it is Bal Korcha in the case of the Isha. And I'm going to bring a raya from Trum, which is not Bal Korcha. And Lo Roi Zeka Zev, Atzal Shav Shabbanayim, that there is Shlichus. But that's not going to be able to teach you Kodshim because Kodshim is Kodesh. It's the Spitz Kodesh. Oh, so let's try another opportunity. Lo Nitav Rachmana, another variation, big Gerushin. Why can't we derive the Gerushin? B'Teisei Mehanach, let's derive it from Kodshim and Truma. And Kodshim and Truma will tell you that if in Kodshim it works, how much more so in Chol, which is Gerushin. And if you're going to tell me, well, you can't derive anything from Truma because Truma is Yeshna B'machshava, that could be a very good, that's what Gemara says now. Malahanach Shekein Yeshna B'machshava. If you want to derive Gerushin from these two, from Kodshim and Truma, then not only does Truma have Machshava as a valid method of engendering the Chalos Truma, but even in Kodshim, there is a halacha that you can be mafrish Kodshim b'machshava. This is derived by the Gemara in Shavuos Chavav from the pasuk of Kol Nediv Lev Olos, that even Machshava is enough to engender a Chalos Ola, a Korban Ola. There's another girsa in Rashi that says that Machshava L'gabi Kodshim is a reference to Psulei Kodshim. For example, Pigul is Chal Al Yidei Machshava. But in any event, both Truma and Kodshim have the element of Machshava, whereas Gerushin has no element of Machshava whatsoever, and therefore maybe it's a Kula in Truma and Kodshim that doesn't apply to Gerushin. Ella, now we have the last of the possibilities. Lo lichtov rachmona b'truma, v'teisei mehanach. Let's use Gerushin and Kodshim to teach us Truma. Shlichus works by Gerushin and by Kodshim. If you're going to tell me, well, Kodshim is considered Kodesh, well, the Torah says that nevertheless there is v'shachtu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. There is Shlichus by Kodesh. But you're going to tell me Truma is not Kodesh. So Adarav, I'm going to say Kal v'chomer. If Shlichus works by Kodesh, then how much more so should it work by Truma, which is relative to Kodesh Chol? And even if you'll say, well, Kodshim is Rov Maaseim al Yidei Shliach, will bring a proof from Gerushin. Because Gerushin is certainly not Rov Maaseim al Yidei Shliach. No, you won't be able to derive from Gerushin, because Mali Gerushin Shehem Chol. Whereas Truma is considered Kodesh, and maybe the standards are greater, then I'll prove it from Kodshim, because if in Kodshim the Torah allows for Shlichus, how much more so would the Torah allow for Shlichus in Truma? So this seems to be sort of like a winning, call a win and a lose, because it's going to lead to a question here, but the winning formula would be that we could derive Truma from Kodshim and Gerushin. So Gemara says, Ochinami, Ein Ochinami, you're right. We could have derived, Truma. Ela Atem Gamatem Lomali, we're going to use the Pasuk of Gamatem for another, different derivation, a different Chiddush. Mi Boile Chid Rabbi Yanai, the Omer Rabbi Yanai, Gam Atem, Ma Atem, Bnei Bris, Af Shluchachem, Bnei Bris. That just like the Mishaleach is Jewish, he belongs to Zera Yisrael, so too, the Shliach has to be a Ben Bris, Lafuke Goy. Goy cannot become a Shliach. And that's what we derive from the Parsha of Truma of Atem, Gam Atem. The extra Gam Atem is coming to create a Hekesh between the Shliach and the Mishaleach. That the Shliach has to be similar to the Mishaleach, they all have to be a Ben Bris. And that's the din of Rav Yanai. The Gemara says, Halama li kroi. I don't understand why Rav Yanai needs a derivation, a Gamma Atom, for this. Why not derive it from the principle formulated by Rabbi Chiya bar Rav Abam Rav Yochanan, mid Rav Chiya bar Abam Rav Yochanan Nafka. Tiyomar Rab Chiyo Bar Abom Rav Yochanan Eino Eved Nasa Shliach L'Kabbalah Get Miad Bailo Shal Isha Lefi Sheda B'Torah Gittin V'Kiddushin. We have a halacha called B'Torah. A Shliach, insofar as he's the extended arm of the Mishaleach, has to be B'Torah. B'Torah means he has to be Shayach himself, had he been operating on his own behalf, to that Chalos. For example, an Eved is Mufka from Ishus, an Eved Kanani we're talking about, obviously. And therefore, according to Rabbi Chiyo, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, this Eved cannot become and serve as an agent, as a Shliach, to represent the Baal or the Isha for Nesinas Get or Kabbalah's Get, Eino B'Torah's Gittin V'Kiddushin. He's Mufka from the Ishus of the Torah. And if that be the case, then we should apply the same logic in the case of Truma, that a guy is not Shaykh Afrashas Truma. And therefore he cannot become a Shliach for Afrashas Truma. So why do you need a pasuk to exclude this guy, because he's not Gam Atem, he's not a Ben Bris, Itzrich, I would have a Hamamim. Salka Daitcha Mina Eved Lav Barateru Klal. When do we apply the principle of Eino B'Torah? That's in the case of Eved, he's completely Mufka from Ishus. And to give a get, to be Mafkia, to be Matir and Ishus Ish, that doesn't make sense. In the case of an Eved, he doesn't have that concept. Avol Ove Kochavim Hovi Isa B'Truma Denafshe. The halach is that a guy could perhaps bring his own Truma. And that we'll see in a Mishnah in Trumos. Is therefore, I would think, that the guy now could become a Shliach and operate on behalf of the Mishaleach, the Yehudi, the Israel, who wants this guy to be Mafresh Truma for him. And how do we know that a guy has Hafreshes Truma? Is this non? We have this Mishnah, Ha'oved Kochavi Vakusi Shetarmu Trumason Truma. Is therefore Eimo Shliach Nami Ovid? I might think, if not for the pasuk of Atem Gam Atem, that the Shliach is considered in the case of Truma, even though he's a guy, to be B'Toras, because he does have the possibility of bringing his own Truma Kam Mashmalan. That's where Avyani derives from Atem Gam Atem, and the guy cannot become a Shliach for Truma. Now we get to Rab Shimon, and the Gemara says to Rab Shimon, de potar. Reb Shimon argues with the Chachamim, and he holds that if a guy was mafrish truma from his own field, that truma is not chal as truma. And then afkamina would be when a non-Kohen eats truma, he has to bring what's called a chomesh. That's called keren v'chomesh, an extra fifth. And Rabbi Shimon says, patur. In this case, I don't agree with the Chachamim, and I hold that if the guy was mafresh truma on his own behalf, that's not called truma, and if somebody else eats it, he's not chayv v'chomesh, this not. We learned in the Mishnah, trumas oved kochavim midabas, v'chayovin aleh chomesh, Rabbi Shimon poter. According to the Tanna Kamma, if a guy was mafresh truma from his own tvua, midamas means if it gets mixed up with chulin, then you would need what's called meyat, a shear of meyat, 100 pieces of chulin to be mevatel the truma. And if a zar eats this truma, he brings a chomesh. So we see quite clearly that a guy, according to the Tanna Kamma, does have hafrashas truma. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, says no. The zar who ate this truma that was separated by the guy on his own tvua is potter from tashlumei chomesh. Why? Because the guy cannot be mafresh truma, and if he does so, the truma is not chal. If that be the case, then for sure the guy cannot serve as a shliach to be mafresh truma on behalf of the Yisrael of Balabais, because we have this principle of betoras, or if you want to call it the negative ain of betoras. And the Gemara answers, Atem gam atem lamali. Enochinami, we now have, according to Reb Shimon at least, a simple svara of Eina B'toras to exclude a guy from serving as a shliach for the Yisrael in Truma. What do we do with gam atem? It's if we need it. Salke daitachamino hoil v'yomar mar. In a brisa. Atem v'lo arisim. Atem v'lo shutofim. Atem v'lo apotropis, atem v'lo ator mesheno shalo, ema atem v'lo shluchachem nami. The pasuk atem is used as a miut for a number of cases enumerated here in the Braisa. Number one, we have the case of an oris is a sharp crop in English. It means he does the work in the field, and qua payment, how is he compensated for his labor and his time? He gets a certain percentage of the produce from this field. But although he can be mafresh truma on his chelik, he cannot be mafresh truma on the chelik of the Balabais. Who is he? With regard to the Balabais, he's like a czar. And that disqualification of an oris is derived from the word atem. Now we disqualify shutfim. None of the shutfim can be mafresh truma on the half that's coming to the other shutaf, the other partner. And atem v'lo apotropis, if a person was appointed by the courts to take care of, to be the overseer of the possessions of the orphan, is atem v'lo apotropis means that that person who's an apotropis cannot be mafresh truma, he's not the bailim. Atem v'lo ator meshena shalo. Okay, that we have to see exactly what the chiddush of that is. Because l'chora, all of the above is because, whether it's aris or shutav or apotropis, because it's eno shalo. So why does the brisa feel compelled to add eno shalo? You don't add anything. So Rashi learns that this is really not an extra category, but this is really coming to reveal the underlying principle that explains and justifies all the previous three cases. Now the Gemara says, Ema, since the word atem is a mute, and it requires truma of hafras truma, the bailim is, let's derive, again this is just a habamina, the lo shluchachem nami, let's add another miut, that a shliach cannot be mafras truma on behalf of the mishaleach. Kamash malon, that's why the pasuk added, gam atem lerabos es shluchachem. Now the Gemara asks, wait a minute, you are saying that shlichus is operative in kodshim? I just want you to know that that doesn't seem to be universally accepted. Ha'nichal Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he would certainly maintain that Shlichus operates in Kodshim. He derived it from the Pasuk V'shachtu, also called Kahal Adas Yisrael, to teach you that Shlichus Shalom K'mosel Rab Nasa Nemafikle La'ikra. Rab Nasa needs this Pasuk La'ikra L'drash Achrita to derive a different halacha, which we're about to see exactly what he derives, is Minol. And how do we know that there's Shlichus in Kodshim? The Sanya we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Yonas and Omer, every night, should call Yisrael Kulam Yotzim, and now we're turning to Mem Beis Amat B'Pesach Echad. All of Israel, the entire community, could be Yotze with one Karban Pesach, they take a lamb and shecht it on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael. And the chiddush here is that it's not possible for every person to get a real serious piece of this Karban Pesach. There's not enough flesh in the Karban Pesach to guarantee that each person is going to eat a kezayis. Is nevertheless, we're, this is valid. Shenemar v'shachtu also called kahal dasio ben arbayim v'chikol kahal kulam shochtim v'aloin ashochet ala echad elamikan shekol Yisrael yotzim v'pesach echad. Is if that be the case, as a gavaldik chiddush here in this pasuk v'chikol kahal kulam shochtim, that even though we're not going to be able to guarantee, no way, no how, that each member of Klal Yisrael will receive a shear of kezayis for achila, is apparently the achila itself is einam akeves b'karban Pesach. It's enough that the kohen does the zrikas adam for the purpose of all the minuyim. And since Rabbi Yonasan derives this din from kol kahal adas Yisrael, that you don't have to guarantee that each person get a kezayis, because the ikar mitzvah is the shechita, not the achila. If that be the case, then we don't have a source now, as Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha did, for the halacha of shlucho shel adam kemoso in kodshim. Shliach ben kodshim minolon. And the Gemara answers, minei, meaning that if one Karban could be shechted, and the entire Klal Yisrael could be yotzi with that shechita, it must be that this person who actually shechts the Karban is the shliach on behalf of the entire Klal Yisrael. V'dilma shani hasam de'islei shutfis begavayu. The Gemara says that in this case, the shochet himself is going to be yotze his chiyuv of shechitas Karban Pesach, and maybe in such a case, when you're being yotze your own chiyuv, then you could also at the same time serve as a shliach for someone else. Elami Hacha, and now the Gemara is going to find a different source for the principle of Shlichus in Kodshim, and that in Mirtz Hashem, Blineta will pick up tomorrow.